This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But the cloud that is hanging over is a cloud I didn't even realize on Friday night. On Friday night, when the Mets won that great game against the LA Dodgers and showed that New York Met balls that they have shown a little bit throughout 2024, I caution, hey, I hope Francisco Alvarez is okay. You know, I hope his thumb is okay. But you saw early in that game when he fell to the ground and he used his hand to brace it as he was rounding first base on an error by Will Smith, that he kind of jammed his thumb again. Then he slides into second base. Again, his hand is on the ground. The Mets go out. They take a look at him. He stays in the game, but that was, you know, temporary. Because then within a few minutes, Omar Narvaez comes in. And I only mentioned it briefly on Friday night because I don't know what the severity of this was going to be. My only hope was it's a day-to-day thing or it's an IL stint, but it's a brief IL stint. It has been like a pit in my stomach over the last 24 hours, realizing the severity of this injury. It is a fractured thumb. He's having surgery. Carlos Mendoza basically put us out of our world when he said, oh yeah, he's having surgery next week and he's going to miss a while. We hope to have him back this season, I think was the quote that Mendy had. We hope to have him back this season. And look, I get that one player should not derail a season. So I want to make this very, very clear. The cloud hanging over this weekend is not that this injury should end the Mets' hopes in 2024. BS. We have seen many a player get hurt and teams overcome it. And Francisco Alvarez is still a growing young player who is actually in a pretty big batting slump after his hot start. So it's not that the team can't overcome it. That's not the cloud. It's not the fact that we now have to live in a world in which Tomas Nido plays baseball and we have to watch it, despite him actually having a productive Sunday. The cloud is the hope of Francisco Alvarez having this monster season and being one of those building blocks that we can watch throughout the year, good or bad, and then know we have him on our team for the next decade. And look, that latter part hasn't changed. It's not like his career is over, but it sucks. It's one of those injuries that just sucks. It's one of those injuries where, you know, sometimes a guy gets hurt. And I think Brooks Raley is a good example of it. Brooks Raley's off to a tremendous start this season. He has been such a weapon out of this Met bullpen. And to hear he's got this elbow inflammation and he's going on the IL, it stinks. You know, you also know it could only be a couple of weeks. But then there's other injuries that hurt a little bit more. A young, burgeoning star like Francisco Alvarez. So, look, Saturday was a great, great game, and we'll break it down. And this was still a very productive weekend, and I'm not giving up on the season by any kind of craziness. It just stinks. I acknowledge that. I'm not able sometimes to just say, yeah, whatever, we won, who cares? The win was nice on Saturday, but knowing that Francisco Alvarez is probably out for months. I mean, let that marinate in our heads. And yeah, maybe I should admit, the cloud probably does have a lot to do with Tomas Nido. Because even though Omar Narvaez is a more than capable backup, Omar Narvaez is capable of being a starting catcher in Major League Baseball. And I mean that. Look around this sport. Look at some of the starting catchers in baseball. And I would definitely say that on a handful of teams, Omar Narvaez could be their starting catcher. So the Mets are positioned well with a solid backup. But I also know that in 2024, catchers do not play every single day, which means once or twice a week in all likelihood, we will then have to watch a third string catcher.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And unfortunately, our third string catcher is Tomas Nito. And do not be fooled by what happened on Sunday. Don't tell me, but he was the first catcher to throw a guy out stealing, which I could have told you before the game even started. That was an obvious one. Ron Darling even said it on the broadcast. Tomas Nito is going to be the first Met catcher to throw a guy out trying to steal. And he did just that. Who's surprised by that? And then he had a meaningless single when they were down 10-0 late in the game. Listen, the reality of Tomas Nito is that he's a wonderful guy. He's a overrated defensive catcher, but he is a decent defensive catcher, if that makes any sense. Like, he's decent, but he's not as highly regarded as maybe some Met fans or some of the Met organization like to claim he is. And now he's in our world for the next 3 months, because it really is going to be months. So before we get into all of the good from this weekend in LA, and there certainly was a lot of good, to me, this is me speaking, the headline coming out of the weekend in LA is that we aren't going to get to watch Francisco Alvarez for a few months. And here's what this does. It does two things. Number one, yeah, puts a lot of pressure on Omar Narvaez to be a capable backup. But now, despite the way DJ Stewart has played and he's performed, despite that, to me, it puts pressure on JD Martinez to come back and be a contributor. Because I think what the Mets have been able to do over the last couple of weeks, especially offensively, where they've scored a ton of runs until they ran into Tyler Glasnow on Sunday afternoon, is they have been able to almost make you forget that they signed JD Martinez. They've been able to do that. And even though JD doesn't replace Francisco Alvarez positionally, he can replace him in terms of being that fearsome right-handed bat in the middle of the order that I had envisioned and hoped Alvarez was going to be this season. At least he was for the first, week and a half of the season when he got moved up to cleanup, was producing, and then finally he cooled off and then he dropped down back in the order. So I think it pressures, at least in my mind, the return of JD Martinez. Now, there's good news attached with that, because JD's actually playing rehab games, played a game in St. Lucie, had a couple of hits. He's going to go to Syracuse for a couple of days. So it is definitely viable that, barring no setbacks, we are going to see JD Martinez on Friday night against the St. Louis Cardinals, and that is a positive. But the Francisco Alvarez injury, to me, it's a cloud that hovers over a little bit of what was a really good baseball weekend for the Mets. Now, let's get